This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Recently, Lori and I flew to Texas to visit my mother. If you've done much flying, you know the pre-flight instructions are the same, I guess, for every airline. I usually don't pay much attention to most of them. I'm rarely flying over large bodies of water, so the part about the flotation devices is a snooze for me. But I do think about the oxygen mask. I could see using the oxygen mask as at least a more likely possibility than the life vests. Since on two of the flights we took on this last trip, there were small children seated close to us, and frankly, I was more concerned that they would cry the entire flight. But I thought more about the instructions with the oxygen mask, I guess for that reason. Do you remember what the flight attendant says? After the part about pulling the mask close to you and over your nose, the attendant gives these instructions. If you are traveling with a child or someone who requires assistance, secure your mask on first and then assist the other person. Why do they tell you that? Well, obviously, if the adult passenger with a child tends to the child first before putting on the oxygen mask, the adult could pass out, leaving both the parent and the child in a terrible predicament. But if the adult can breathe, then more sustained and better attention can be given to the child. It makes sense. We don't question it. Then why don't we apply that to other areas of our lives? We sometimes think it's wrong to take care of ourselves first. Now, I'm not talking about being selfish and looking to yourself and neglecting the legitimate needs of others. What I'm talking about is taking care of yourself so you will be better able to care for others. That's one reason why wise financial advisors tell you not to raid your retirement funds to support your adult children. If you don't pay yourself first, you could very well end up being dependent on your children in your later years, and if you haven't taught them to fish for themselves, they won't be able to care for you or themselves. The principle holds true for other areas of life as well. Take the spiritual, for example. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, all your mind, and all your strength." Then the second half of that dictum was, "And love your neighbor as yourself." If I'm constantly going to my neighbors to take care of them, and I've not come before God myself, then soon my spiritual resources will be empty. I'll be operating, as they say, in the flesh, and won't be any good to anyone. When you study the life of Jesus, you find that he would often retreat from the crowds to spend more time alone in prayer. He wasn't selfish. He knew the importance of taking the oxygen mask first. I have six quadrants I look at every day: the spiritual, the family, the mental, the physical, the vocational, and the financial. If I go several days without taking care of myself first in those areas, then they all suffer. I have to take the oxygen mask first. Earlier this year, I was working 50 to 60 hours a week. I was overextended. I found that giving myself without renewing myself affected me negatively in almost every one of those areas I just mentioned. In each area, I wasn't as focused because I was stressed. And my wife can tell you, I was more irritable. The only area that benefited was the financial, but that was short term. If I had kept up that pace, it too would have suffered because the quality of my work would have eventually been affected. In fact, I read a study that concluded that working over 50 hours a week actually leads to lower effectiveness. So what to do? Whenever you feel like you're giving too much, remember the picture of that oxygen mask and mentally reach for it. Unlike some of the other instructions on the airplane of life, those instructions that you don't feel apply to you, remind yourself this one really does. If you don't take care of yourself, you and others will suffer. So, make time to take time. Take care of yourself. Take the oxygen mask first. And join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Love.